Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. This is a special radio show that we've been doing recently with the gentlemen that run a company called Q Streaming. Q is spelled C-U-E, super simple. So it's Q Streaming. And Q Streaming is an internet, if you will, streaming platform that allows people to replace, if they want to, some of their other streaming services like Hulu or Netflix or some of the other ones that might be out there as well. And it started off, at least on Building Fortunes Radio, as a result of a customer of ours telling me about this product and saying, hey, listen, I'd like you to help us promote this. So as I started learning a little bit more about Q Streaming and the founders and the owners and all the other people, I was like really into it. And they gave me an opportunity also to have access, because I wanted to learn as much as I could, to kind of like the back office kind of stuff, meaning the conversations that leaders have relative to growing a company. So whether it's, hey, these are our expansions, these are our growing pains, these are our concerns, this is what we're doing and stuff. So I got an opportunity to be able to really become very familiar with and kind of fall in love with the guys that are working the program. Now, I've had David Weddle on our radio show. He's the owner of the company. This is his, if you will, his dream. He started back in his mind in 2008, but the technology wasn't ready for it. And they just launched it this year, and today we have one of the VPs of someone who handles nonprofits, and his name is Kent Benson. Now, we've done a radio show before with Kent, so you can learn a little bit more about his background. If you are in the state of Indiana, you probably don't need to know who Kent Benson is, because he's real big in basketball. So he was a first-round draft pick, I think, in the NBA. He's done everything in college and pro basketball that there is to do, and he's actively involved in helping people. He's just a great overall gentleman, and he's handling the nonprofits. So you can go find a little bit more about his background if you do, looking up for Kent Benson in basketball. But the cool thing is he's successful and as a business owner, super successful just as a nice guy and a family man as well. And he is here to talk to us about Q Streaming, bring you up to date if you've never heard of Q Streaming, what that's all about, and also kind of bring us up towards the nonprofit angle for those people that are interested in raising funds and helping organizations. And then we'll talk about some of the newer stuff that's happening as well. So, Kent Benson, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Peter. Appreciate that introduction, and I'm glad to join your listeners here and allowing us the opportunity to share Q Streaming with everyone. And I thought you did a great job of the intro. And for those who'd like to know what Q stands for, it stands for Communication Unites Everyone. And that is our legal name, Communication Unites Everyone, Inc. And with that, we've been so blessed with our founder, chairman, CEO, that you've had an opportunity to talk with a couple of times on your show here, David Weddle. David and I go back to 2005 and been great friends, been in some businesses together. And in 2008, when he had this vision and started putting this all together, like you said, he was ahead of his time. The technology wasn't ready for it yet, but he stayed with it and didn't let that dream die. And I want to encourage people that, you know, we all have dreams and goals and all, but it's important to stay focused. One of my favorite sayings is this: losers focus on what they're going through, but champions focus on what they're going to. And by that, I mean losers, you know, if you're focusing on what you're going through, all the challenges, situations, and everything, it takes your focus off your dreams, your goals, and what you're actually going to. And I think David Weddle has done an absolutely fabulous job of staying true to the champion in his mind and in his vision of Q Streaming, and developing what he's developed over the last several years, and especially when we launched March 4th of this year. As you well know, we had a conversation before coming on the air here. Technology is not without its challenges and situations. And, you know, in order to improve and become better at it, you know, you have to go through and make the corrections that are necessary. If you don't make the corrections that are necessary, of course, that's where you become a loser. Great opportunities, you lose peoples, you lose confidence, and that's one of the things that I'm so excited about being a part of this great organization, and David and I's friendship that goes outside of this organization. He was so kind because we've been involved in fundraising and what have you, that he named me Vice President of Nonprofit Fundraising and Development and with Q Streaming. And, you know, Q Streaming, we offer so much out there. And for basically $2 a day for $59.99 a month, you get thousands of channels, literally close to 30,000 movies, thousands of TV series. And with technology the way it is today, I mean, literally millions and millions of people are cutting their cable cords. They're going to streaming, and we are the epitome of great streaming, especially with our technology.
Excellent. So for those people that are listening in, if you were referred here by someone, make sure you go back to that person who referred you. But if you're going to buy the subscription, the cool thing about it that I really appreciate is that it's inexpensive relative to the other services. It's only $59.99 per month. There's no contracts. There's no gotchas. So it's something that you can get, and it'll replace maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 of the other streaming services that you might have. And it also can include all those thousands of channels or hundreds of channels. It has all those other, you know, wonderful features, and also pay-per-view, which is really something that's a defining moment, if you will, for some people that are streaming people. But I just love the wide variety of channels. I love the wide variety of options. And I also like the idea that you could use it on 5 separate devices at the same time. So whether it's a big screen TV, or you want to watch it on your cell phone or your tablet, or your desktop, or your laptop, no matter where you are, where you go, you'll be able to use Q Streaming. So if you go back to buildingforgeradio.com/CUE, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows. The first couple of them, we talk a little bit more about the product specifically. But the cool thing about it is, like I had mentioned, no contracts, no gotchas, easy to use. It's a month-to-month thing. If for whatever reason it doesn't work for you, you know, like we said a little bit earlier, both of us talking about technology, sometimes, when technology works, it's great. When it doesn't, it stinks. And unfortunately, there's going to be situations where it might not work for certain people. Here's one of the best things, and we spoke about this last week with David on the other line, is the FCC is really going for a big push to have what they call digital equity. And digital equity means high-speed broadband access to the Internet for everyone in the United States. So they're pushing for that. So people in poorer communities, people in rural areas, people maybe in ethnic areas, they're going to be able to have, based on the push from our fine federal government, they take a look at high-speed access to the Internet as or lack of high-speed access on the Internet to be something like maybe like a destabilization as far as national security. They take a look at it as being maybe something that might not be able to help people with education. And there's a lot of people out there that still need assistance with that sort of stuff. So having access to Q Streaming is a cost-effective way for them to have access to more aspects of the world above and beyond the Internet. So that's one of the things. And if you hear some dogs barking in my background, by coincidence, they're putting fiber in my neighborhood. So many people are familiar with, you know, telephone lines being like DSL as higher speed. Then you had your cable company. And then now they have fiber in some areas, which is lightning fast. I mean, it's wicked fast. And I'm sure there's technology challenges with those things as well. But in essence, you're in the right place at the right time with a growing industry with Q streaming. So I'll let you comment on anything that I just mentioned, and then we'll move on to some other stuff before the commercial break.
Well, thank you, Peter. You did a great job of explaining things there. And, you know, when you talk about technology and talk about fiber and everything, I'm blessed here in East Central Indiana to have access to fiber. And it is absolutely fabulous. You'll love it, of course, when it works. And when it doesn't work, all this super fast speed and everything, I had some challenges with my router. And it was just the router wasn't capable enough to handle all the broadband width and everything that I had to have them come in and put a new router in, and this is absolutely fabulous when you are able to get to fiber. But one of the things that I've been so blessed to be a part of this great organization is all the expertise, knowledge, and experience that David has been able to put together in all aspects of business. And this isn't just about streaming, and it's not about just making money. It's about making a difference. And I noticed in your taglines there, go out and make a difference as well. And this is what we're all about. And to bring to people across the country an absolutely great experience of entertainment by having access to all the channels and sporting events and the pay-per-views and the movies and the TV series and podcasters. And we're an organization that believes in free speech. So we are excited about having organizations that are coming on board that have been kicked off of YouTube because of their stance, because they're conservative or Christian and what have you, and we've given them a platform in which to be able to continue with their programs and all. And the great thing about this is with all the people that I've talked about here that we have the expertise, knowledge, and experience, our technology guys are just absolutely phenomenal. And I'm sure David has mentioned that. We have an incredible technology team that's led by people that are just – they blow me away because I'm not real techie, but I'm techie enough to know the things that I need to do. And with Q Streaming, we also have tremendous support systems that are willing to help people and to teach them how to use our system, and including videos that are available and written instructions. And when you have that type of education going on, it's very, very beneficial to all parties and all. So I'm really excited about being the Vice President of Nonprofit Fundraising and Development, and looking forward to talking more about that after the break.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little commercial break. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/CUE, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And if you're listening in, if you're referred by somebody else, meaning like there's an opportunity for affiliates to be able to sell the products and make money, or maybe someone in the organization, like we're talking about nonprofits in just a little bit, make sure you go back to the person who referred you. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. This is Peter Mingles, and we have Kent Benson. He is here over in Indiana, but works nationwide, of course, here in the United States as well as elsewhere. And we're talking a little bit about nonprofits. So for those people that might be listening in, you know, if you've been paying attention, prices are going up. You know, if you listen to the government, they're going to give you the lowball prices. And the reason why the government gives you the lowball prices, the COLA, cost of living, you know, cost of living adjustments, the reason why they do that is because if they told you the truth, they'd have to increase everybody that's on any level of entitlements check. And they can't afford to do that. So they fake numbers. I'm not going to say they lie. I'm just going to say they kind of fudge it a little bit for their advantage. I just had some groceries delivered just before, and I'm looking at the same stuff, and I'm like, this is double the price, literally, double the price. So that's a 100% increase, 100% increase of the stuff that I've been buying before. And I grew up very cheap. Like, I knew the cost of stuff forever. My mom always used to pinch pennies and stuff like that and worry about coupons, and I've always earned my money. Meaning when I was selling vacuum cleaners, I had to knock on a whole bunch of doors to be able to sell, you know, whatever products or service we did. So I always equated the money that I made by like a unit of measurement on like how many doors I had to knock on to be able to make that dollar. So I was not interested in just throwing it away. Now, when it comes to running a business, you need high-quality products. But, you know, if you're buying a straw, just about any straw will do, more or less, you know. So you buy the cheapest one you possibly can. So I've always been looking at this stuff. But even though people are being as frugal as they possibly can, I heard some statistics from people that are keeping score, and they're like the average family has to make anywhere from $700 to $1,200 per month more. So between, you know, rent or mortgages or interest or credit cards, and right now they're tapping into their credit lines, and that's going to run out pretty soon. There's a lot of people that are hurting financially. So if you're looking for a product to sell, sell QStreaming, of course. Talk to the person that brought you here. But if you're running a nonprofit organization, you're probably in trouble, meaning it's harder to be able to get people to donate bigger dollars amount or more consistently when they themselves are struggling, when the average family has to spend $700 to $1,200 more per month, not necessarily for, you know, just to stay the same, no more vacations, no extra stuff, whatever. They're looking for QStreaming to be able to save them money on their television and their internet streaming, but they're also saying, hey, listen, you know, we just can't donate the same level that we used to donate before. So nonprofits have, just logically, have got to be struggling, and they're doing all kinds of things to be able to raise money. Specifically, I bought my Christmas tree this year from the Boy Scout troop. I think it's Troop 481. They decided that they're going to go in the Christmas tree business to be able to make some money, and who knows if they did or didn't. We got a really nice tree, and I don't mind helping out the Boy Scouts. But everybody's looking for different and various ways to be able to raise funds. And although those might be great experiences for kids, the reality is the pressure of financing and fundraising is huge. So that's a little bit of a setup for Kent. You can talk to us a little bit about, you know, what I just mentioned as far as commenting, and then the kinds of opportunities that are available, and examples maybe of some nonprofits that are using QStreaming TV.
Very good, Peter. Thank you so much. Great entryway into that. Well, first of all, let's just talk about the fact that you know, your cable cost, your TV, your entertainment in that regard, we're using an average of $150 a month for people wanting to do that. Well, and that's why people are going to streaming, because it's way less expensive, especially with QStreaming, because we're able to offer all these services to people on the platforms that they're not going to be able to get anywhere else. In addition to that, from not just the nonprofit, and I'll get into that, but as individuals. Individuals are also looking for ways, like you said, to increase their income, to supplement their income. And as a independent sales agent with QStreaming, that provides people an opportunity to create commissions for themselves. And of course, commissions are taxable, but with nonprofits, they're going to be able to generate donations. Donations are non-taxable events, especially for, you know, the 501c3, 501c4, 501c5, 501c6, 501c7, whatever their nonprofit designation is. And with Q Streaming, we are able to pay 10% back to the nonprofit for every subscription that they're able to secure, and that's on a monthly basis. So you get nonprofits who have literally, you know, thousands of people that support them. They bring those, let's say they bring on 1,000 subscribers. They're going to get $6 for each subscriber they bring on. $6 times 1,000, that's $6,000 a month coming in every month. You know, that makes a huge difference in a lot of these, the budgets that these nonprofits are so struggling for. They're having galas, their auctions, they're doing everything that they possibly can because of the fact people aren't able to give as much as they once were able to give. But now, through Q Streaming, they're able to generate additional donations. In addition to that, that's the first level, first tier of our platform here. The second tier is those people who come on as subscribers. If they bring other people on, the nonprofit gets $4, and it goes to the nonprofit as a donation. Again, donations are non-taxable, and thus they're able to help themselves. We've got a lot of nonprofits from schools. You know, every school, if anybody has experienced this, there's schools are always the sports, the bands, you know, the choirs. Everybody's out there raising money, trying to, you know, they'll sell popcorn or pizza or cookie dough or candy and what have you to generate revenue, to generate income for them to participate in their sports with their uniforms or their band equipment or whatever it may be, the travel that they have to do. There's just so many opportunities for nonprofits and schools and churches. Also other nonprofits, your civic clubs and organizations that are selling trees. I think that's great that you supported the Boy Scouts. I was a Boy Scout growing up and so blessed by that and made it to Life Scout. My goal was Eagle Scout, but basketball interfered and I never made it to Eagle Scout, and I regret that. But the Boy Scouts have been near and dear to my heart in that regards as well. But, you know, with the fact that we're able to help not only nonprofits but also individuals create additional revenue, and simply by each individual or organization will be given a personal URL that they can pass out or email to people or text message to people, and it's not that they have to go door to door. It's with the communication with the people that they already are involved with on a daily basis and sharing this great opportunity of Q Streaming.
Absolutely. You know, so the nonprofit portion of Q Streaming, for those people that are paying attention, there's no real cost associated with getting it started. There's no cash flow outlay. Let's use my Christmas tree analogy. Like, here is Troop, I'm almost positive it's 481. So it's Troop 481 decides that they want to go get Christmas trees. We're here in Florida. They don't make Christmas trees in Florida. They make Christmas trees in, like, Virginia and North Carolina. That means somebody had to rent a truck and bring live Christmas trees down here. Time away from work, gas for the truck, renting the truck, even if that stuff is done on a voluntary basis, there has to be a cash outlay of, you know, hundreds if not thousands of dollars. Did they get the Christmas trees on consignment? Were they donated by a Christmas tree place? I don't know. But they had some small Christmas trees. They had some huge whomping Christmas trees. If I sent you a picture of our Christmas tree, it is the biggest Christmas tree we've ever had in my house. I have a like one of those cathedral ceilings in my house, and you could almost touch my cathedral ceiling. It's the biggest tree we've ever had. So the reality is that I like big trees. I've always liked big trees, and sometimes they're really hard to find, and, you know, we did the things that we needed to. But the reality is I don't know how much the cash outlay was for it, and even if they got a lot of stuff on donations, had to be probably somebody was at risk, hundreds minimally, thousands easily, to just maybe break even selling Christmas trees. They had to take their weekends. The kids got some, you know, the kids got an activity from it as well. There was dangers involved because Christmas trees are pretty big. People soaring stuff, electricity all over the place, water's all over the place. It's a wonderful event, but there's something at risk. What is the at risk getting started to sell Q streaming? Nothing. You guys even give them the website. There's no risk at all. So they have 10 subscribers or 10,000 subscribers. There's no risk. And once people have streaming TV and it's working for them, they're probably going to keep it like forever. Being able to use it on 5 different devices, being able to have pay-per-view available as well, I mean, that's exceptional. If you're a TV user or a consumer of television, this is a great deal, and you can help a whole bunch of people as well. So I'll let you comment on anything that I just mentioned. We have about 2 minutes left.
Fantastic. Again, Peter, you got this down pat. We ought to bring you on as our main spokesman. Thank you so much. You know, we were talking earlier about technology, its challenges and situations and everything, and I talked about our technology team. Our technology team is absolutely relentless, tireless. I mean, they're just constantly doing everything that they can to improve it, from getting new servers and moving, you know, like the TV series onto their own individual servers, and putting together a new app that has just absolutely revolutionized the whole streaming opportunity for people. We've been so blessed with the expertise, knowledge, and experience that I talked about in all aspects of Q Streaming, Communication Unites Everyone Incorporated. And I'm so blessed and honored that you would allow me this opportunity to share with your listeners, and I would like to invite your listeners to come join the Q Streaming experience. And may the good Lord bless and keep you all happy and blessed holidays. And thank you so much, Peter.
You are so welcome. So make sure you get back to the person who referred you. There's a lot of people that listen in that come from all different kinds of places. Always honor that line of, we call it like sponsorship, if you will, or honor that line, if you will. I think that's important in any industry. But give credit to the guy who or the gal who's working, you know, to get this stuff done. And then if you have any questions on anything, you can always reach out for Kent, or you can always call us over on Building Fortress Radio, and we'll put you in the right direction for the right people and all that stuff as well. So, Kent, I want to say thank you very much, and we'll talk to you way before the next holidays as we come up. But thanks for taking time out of your busy day to talk about nonprofits and opportunities for people to buy a great product, generate some nice income, make the world a better place. And we're going to be back next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.